It has a very primitive smell. It's a combination of scents that I would say make your, I think it brings back your genes of the early sapiens that are still living within ourselves, because it's a sensation that you need to not, because not only stimulates your olfaction senses, but it also does something different. I don't know how to describe it, but it does have a magical effect on what it does. I understand why little kids don't like the smell, because it's a little too peculiar, but I've seen my kids maturing, going from kids to adults, and developing their taste for that. So there's something primitive or basic in our instincts that that's what I think it awakens in me. The way to harvest the truffles is by using the primitive senses that we as humans have lost, which is our sense of smell. So the truffle hunters use either domesticated pigs, small little pigs that you can teach them about the scent, and then they go and find it, or dogs. The interesting part of this is finding truffles in the forest is an ordeal that be plentiful as getting one or two small truffles, perhaps a big trophy, one that is about no more than a half ounce, to biggest trophies that could be about a full ounce. And the trophy is a very costly one, because if you want to go and buy them, they're extremely expensive. So there's a whole art in the process of fetching, breeding the dog, training the dog, knowing the breeder, knowing the person who teaches the dog, the environment where they live, the surrounding circumstances of the process of harvesting or actually digging the truffles by these animals, and all the work that entails to find that exquisite smell and bring it back to a table for a dish of certain meats, or primarily forms of pasta that makes different types of pasta or other perhaps certain preparations with eggs. Very flavorful. My passion for tennis came through the admiration of the tennis player. So I played as a child. I competed as a child in the junior divisions, then in the adult divisions. When I finished medical school and before coming to the United States, I took almost 1 year of semi-sabbatical while I was doing my U.S. boards, and I played a few tournaments in Europe. But the funny thing is that this player, Guillermo Vilas, whom I met when I was a child, I used to sneak out of my house to the club to go see him train. And lo and behold, 20 years later, I met him again in New York. He remembered that I was the kid who was always talking to his dad while he was training. And since then, we have become a very good friend. So I became a friend of my idol. That's the best thing I can tell you about my story in tennis. Traveling in motorcycle is unlike any other kind of trips, because you feel the nature around you. So I guess the smells, the scents of the environment are very, how can I say, very attractive. And as you travel to different places, you learn the smells and the scents of different cities or forests that you've been to, or other places, or the smell of the salt from the South Flats, for example, in northwestern Argentina. So each place has a peculiar visual beauty, and also a scent beauty.